Hello?
Hey.
Hi.
That sounds a lot better, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
what I was saying is, like, it hurts my heart that you just lied to me, and I just told you all this very candid personal stuff, and if you've been recording my conversation. And I'm just going to ask, if you want to play it for your friends, the people that have your conspiracies, okay? But do not. I'm asking you, please do not put it up online or on a website or anything like that. I mean, if you do, I mean, I don't want to threaten you, and it's not in my nature. I mean, obviously, like, I haven't gone after this Avery guy or, you know, I mean, I asked Steve Rosenbaum to take my crap off the, you know, off of Google, whatever, before somebody hijacked it and put it on YouTube. And, you know, it hurts my heart that people are saying these things about me. And
but I mean, if those same people that are saying things about you were to hear what you're saying now, they would have a totally different view of you.
But who's to say, Jeffrey, that you don't take my words and mince them and, you know, switch them around and, you know, do all this stuff? I mean, you know, you can play God in the editing room.
Well, I'm not an editor or anything like that. I'm just nobody. I'm not affiliated with anything or anybody. I have a website. It's called pumpitout.com. That's all I have. I just have that, and I sit there in my kitchen on my computer or whatever, dining room on the computer, and look and try and figure out what happened on 9/11, because it's been bothering me since 9/11.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's absorbed my...
Where do you live? I mean, do you live...
I live in Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario, Canada.
Oh, okay.
It's right on the border of Michigan.
Okay. You sound like, the reason I say that, my cousin, she's lived in Michigan for many years. She just moved back, and her boyfriend was visiting, and anyway, your accent is...
Oh, when we say hockey or a boat?
Yeah, about.
Stuff like that, yeah. But, look, I'm sorry I lied to you at the beginning. You probably would have never talked to me this far if I would have told you.
Absolutely, I wouldn't, and I would hope that you don't put the recording up on your website or do anything like that, because, I mean, you know, if you want to say that you talked to me, you can say what I told you, but I do not want let me tell you something. I am a filmmaker, I'm a producer, and I do this for a living, and when people Google me, the first thing... You know, I did a documentary on Maureen Little McConnelly, right? It was about a woman. She was the first woman to win the Grand Slam in tennis, something I'm very proud of. And when people Google me, the first thing that comes up is, you know, spellbinding fakery or some shit about 9/11. And when people go on there, they're just like, oh, my God, Jennifer. You know, people think, you know, that you didn't shoot that. And so then they question, you know, especially like new clients or something, they will question my integrity, you know, and like what I would do to make a buck or something. But, you know, I didn't make anything off that shit. And the only person that's paying for it right now is me, my emotions, and I swear.
That's the thing, all that stuff would go away because people would know that you're not lying. They could, I mean, unless you're the best liar in the world, I believe everything you say.
I mean, I took theater in school. I am not a fucking liar, okay? You know, people say, oh, I'm the actress that did this and whatever, whatever. I mean, I am shaking right now because... See, I can't even talk to you anymore because now I think you're recording this.
Well, don't get upset. Like, I mean, don't you... Like, do you care about, like...
You understand what is right, though, if somebody Googled Jeffrey, whatever your name is, and then this shit comes up. I mean, you don't know what it's like.
Well, I understand how you feel. I have bad stuff coming up about me, too, and stuff like that. People mix in all kinds of bad stuff with this 9/11 stuff.
Yeah. mean,
all the people are sitting there saying that your video is fake, and you faked you're part of the conspiracy of people that faked the videos.
Well, you know, if you want to do something, I mean, don't just throw it up on a freaking website or whatever. You know, I mean, let's go to somebody that is affiliated with a news source that is reputable, okay? I mean, hiding behind the computer, these people saying these things, you know, get it analyzed properly. And when you do that, I will go on, I will say my piece, you know, I will say exactly what I told you, but I just do not want it just up on some, you know, not saying that your website is a random website. I've never been there. I have no idea.
Well, it's just a random nothing website. That's true.
Well, I'm saying, like, if you really want to make a difference and change people's minds, then you need to take the high road and not record people when they don't know it. I mean, you know, let's sit down. Let's film a freaking interview.
But think about it on my side. Until I talked to you, I thought all of you people were criminals. You've changed my mind about everything I thought. Were 90% of the stuff I thought about 9/11, my mind has changed now because of talking to you. Like, I was going in with no respect for anybody because I thought you guys were part of this big conspiracy thing. But I could obviously tell by talking to you that I was wrong about that. I think you're a genuine, honest, good person. Like, I think I'm a pretty good judge of character. Even if it is just on the phone, I can tell by your voice that you're genuine. And when at the moment I called you and started to talk to you, I thought you were, like, a bad person.
Well, I'm not a bad person.
Oh, I see that. I can...
People think that about me. And, you know, I'm...
Well, it wasn't just you. It was anybody that videotaped the plane going into the tower.
Like, yeah.
I thought everybody that had a video faked it, or somebody faked it, or they gave their video and somebody put an airplane in and they were told to shut up about it or something.
Lord. Well, I think that's...
But it still doesn't explain the unrealistic collision between the plane and the building. Like, I don't know how that could be explained. I don't know. And there's a lot of people out there that can't figure it out. That's why they're saying there was no planes.
Yeah, well, I don't know about all that. I mean, all I know is... I mean, have you talked to, like, any of the supposed, like, widowers or widows of the plane crash victims?
Well,
or
that's the thing.
Any of the people
nobody
that...
Nobody can find them. There was a lady named Ellen Mariani, and her husband was on Flight 175, the one that you videotaped. And she tried to get a hold of other victims' family members. She couldn't find anybody.
That's crazy.
Like, that just adds to...
What about the people, like... I mean, well, obviously, people lost lives.
Oh, yes,
you know,
of course.
There is no... I mean, I saw the processions of people, you know. I mean, the firefighters. I mean, I knew a cop that was down there. I mean, you know... There's no saying that 9/11 didn't happen.
Oh,
now,
yeah, it happened.
That questioning the planes and everything like that, I mean, I think that's crazy because, you know, I saw a plane. And if not, then, you know, holograms and all this stuff you're talking about, I mean, that's just...
I know, it's crazy.
I don't know how, you know, I mean, I know they're doing a lot of interesting things with technology, but that is to fool, like, all the people that were standing there watching it, you know, filming it. I mean, and that's just, I don't know, that's just crazy, I mean, to me. Because it's like you're saying that what I saw, I didn't see. And that's so...
Well, no, what you... Say if it was a hologram, what you saw, but it wasn't a real Boeing 767. Because there's no way it could go into the building like that. The wings would break off as soon as they hit. There would be an explosion as soon as it touched the building. The fuel's in the wings.
Well, it's like the building just... The building, like, engulfed the plane. I mean, the plane, it was flying so fast.
And the plane
basically went in and just, like, landed in the building, and then it blew up. I mean, and I guess the size of the explosion and everything, I mean, they said that it was, like, weren't those planes, like, flying, where did that one take off, from, like, Boston or something? Wasn't it going to L.A. or...
Yeah, but that's the thing. The planes, in reality, planes can't fly that fast at sea level. Because you figure the plane, a Boeing 767 flies 565 miles an hour at 35,000 feet. And they fly at that altitude because the air is thinner. When you get down to sea level, the air is three times as thick. It can't go that fast. It can't. So... missiles can. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, look, I see. Yeah, I'm so like self-conscious about what I'm saying. I mean, I don't know. To me, it was a plane. That's all I know. I don't know what to tell you, Jeffrey. I mean,
well,
certainly, I don't feel comfortable talking to you now because, I mean, you lied to me, and, you know, but I'm telling you, I saw what I saw, and I didn't alter anything, and if anything, you need to call Steve Rosenbaum. That's who you should call. I mean, he's the one who put the stuff up online. He put the, you know, like... the whole thing is just like, you know, and like me picking up the paper going, oh my God, this came from over there and all this stuff, you know, the paper's flying. I mean, that stuff is not in the documentary. That was on, like, the raw footage that, you know, I gave him. And we had specific parameters in which, you know, what, you know, was to go in there. And I, you know, if you talk to people at HBO, whenever they talk to me, I was like, you know, I want my voice taken out of the footage. They didn't want that. So I said, no, you can't use it. I don't care how much money you offer me. And, I mean, it's absurd, the amount of money, like, that I was offered. But I did not profiteer off of any of it. And if you talk to him, call him up and ask him why the hell he didn't take my stuff down. I mean, do you know who I'm talking about?
That's the guy who made September, or the camera.
Yeah, who made September, it's 7 days in September. You should really try to get in touch with him. And if you can't, maybe I can find a number or something and you can call him up and you can talk to him about it. I mean, he probably won't give you the time because he's an ass. You know, I wouldn't say like that. Something I don't mind people hearing. I don't want people hearing this conversation. I'll tell you that right now. You don't have my permission to put this up or do anything with it. You can talk to your friends about it. You can say that you talked to me. But I'm asking you as you know, a son or a father or just as a human being to have consideration for my feelings and not to put this phone conversation up online.
Okay, if I promise I won't put the conversation up online, can I at least let two people hear it?
In your home?
No.
I don't want you to put it out online, send it as any kind of attachment or anything like that. I mean, you can send them an email and say that you talked to me and, you know, you believe me. I mean, I think you do. I mean, I'm not. It is just very important that my voice, and it's not because the FBI told me to shut up about it or anything like that. I mean, it's not like I'm asking you to do this because somebody told me. I mean, because I know you probably have a million theories about, you know, but we are not. I was not. I mean, and I can't speak for anybody but myself, you know. I'm not a criminal. And I'm asking you not to be criminal and take something that I had no idea was being recorded.
No, I understand where you're coming from.
I mean, you know, just, it's somebody, I'll talk to you. I mean, you can call me anytime you want to talk to me. And, you know, I will, when I know, record a sound bite for you. But honestly, I mean, I think that you should do something bigger with this theory that you have, and, you know, try to go somewhere, you know, to a news station or affiliate, or, you know, produce your own film, or, but do it in a place like, not just across the internet, because right there people discredit stuff. I mean, like, my footage, for one, you know, I mean, people are gonna, I think what you're doing is interesting, but I just think you could do so much more with it, you know, than
I've had people doing.
You're doing the research, you're doing the stuff, I mean, you know, I mean, I know how it is, you know, when you're compiling information of something that you're very passionate about, and obviously you're very passionate about this, and, you know, I commend you on what you're doing, but I'm just saying, like, you should do something, you know, unlike this Avery ass who just stole my stuff, hijacked it, and, you know, is now making money off of it. I mean, you know, you need to, like, blow the lid off of what you think, but don't do it to make money. I mean, that's just, you know, people die because of whatever reason. However, you think there was a plane or there wasn't a plane. I mean, people's lives were lost. I mean, several people from my neighborhood. I mean, it was a very horrific time. And the people that shot the footage, I mean, you know, we're all human beings. And, like, these, and, you know, again, I don't know, like, what has been said about other people's stuff. I mean, I don't have any concern with, like, I'm not in touch with any of the other filmmakers that were part of that. That 9/11 thing, although it's just like now I feel like I should call them up and be like, hey, how are you doing, you know, but, and listen to this, but, I think I don't even know what to think right now, I'm just so distraught.
I'm not gonna put it up.
Well, thank you.
But if you ever change your mind, I'd like you to call me and give me permission to.
Okay.
But I won't do it, I promise.
Well, I appreciate it, Jeffrey. I swear
I won't do it. I can't do it. You seem like too nice of a person. And if you don't want that, I can't do that without you saying so.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that, and I appreciate you respecting my wishes.
I'm sorry I called and got you upset.
It's okay. You know, it's okay. In a way, it was good to talk to you, because it's like, you obviously have a site people probably, you know, visited, and you can write your own theories. But if something happened with my footage, it certainly didn't happen when it was in my hands. And, you know, I shot what I believe to be a plane flying into a building. I heard it before it flew in. I did not know anything about it. I swear to God. I mean, I swear on my life. I swear on my Great Dane. I swear on my spouse, my family, everybody, that I did not do anything to alter that footage. And you can write about that. You can put that up there. But I do not want my voice on it. And,
can I write a few,
but if you
can I write a few things about, like, what you said that you like, can I write a few things, like, say, can I write something that says I talked to you and I believe 100% that you're not lying and that what you shot is what you shot and you're not some sort of criminal that's faking videos or anything like that? Can I at least say
you want to write that?
Yeah.
Exactly what you just said.
Yeah.
Then that is fine.
Okay. I promise I won't put it up.
Well, thank you.
And if you have...
Maybe you can change people's minds, you know, because, I mean, you know, maybe this, you know, that some good will come out of this. I mean, at least people won't think that I'm a freaking criminal and that, you know, I don't have better things to do with my life than to sit around and you know, alter something so horrific as that day. I mean, you know... But I really think that you should see how far you could take this, and, you know, maybe you could get, I mean...
Well, it almost seems like I've been going in the wrong direction for a few years now, because I thought all the people that had videos were lying. So now I got to reevaluate everything I thought.
Well, I tell you what, Jeffrey, if people are lying about that, then they're sick in the head. I mean, they're really, really sick people. I mean, I don't know what happened that day. I don't know who's responsible for it. But if people did anything to, you know, create footage that, you know, wasn't actually taken or whatever, I mean, the people are sick. And you know what? They'll have to answer for that kind of stuff, you know, whenever they get to wherever they're going, you know what I'm saying?
Well, that's one thing I hope. I hope that everybody has to be judged one day.
Absolutely. And, you know, I go to church. I can't say that I went to church. I've gone to church every day, you know, every Sunday of my life, but I'm a pretty decent Christian, and I go to church every Sunday now, and have a really good relationship with the community at my church, and I think that they all view me as a good person. And it's funny, I had a sponsor, because I've converted to Catholicism, and my sponsor was like, "Oh, I saw your footage." I'm just like, "Oh, that's nice." That the people, you know, when they find out I'm a filmmaker, and, like, you know, I've done documentary work, and then they're just like, "Oh, I saw your 9/11 stuff." I'm just like, you know, I always hope that in this life that I have, that I inspire people, and it's not from, like, my 9/11 footage, you know. It's like, I don't want to be known for that. I mean, it is, like,
No.
I'm one of, like, I don't know how many people that actually shot footage that day. But, I mean, if there's one thing that I could take back, I wish I'd have never walked outside, you know what I'm saying? I wish I'd never picked up my camera. I mean, I just gotten back from the Bahamas, and my camera was, like, just laying right there, and, you know, but, you know, there's a picture of me and my brother. We're at, on Ellis, I think it's Ellis Island, and I'm standing there, and it was actually in the, clip, and I'm standing there, and I've got my Bolex 8mm camera with me, and you know, it's this old, like, 1961, I mean, I love cameras, I love moving image, I love, you know, I love film, I love, you know, everything about it, and it's just a comfort, you know, for me. And so it's just like, I guess that was my comfort zone that day, you know, just, like, be documenting what was going on. And and then now it's like, you know, it's just something that I love so much, is just people, the things that, you know, I don't know. I've got something on YouTube you can watch if you want to watch a show that I've just done.
Oh, yeah, what's it called?
It's called Bill Rampley Southern Comfort.
What was the first part?
Bill Rampley.
Bill Rampley?
Mm-hmm. It's Bill Rampley Southern Comfort, and it's a television show. Like, when I lived up in, you know, I lived up in New York for, like, 7 years, and I really began to miss the South and, like, the quirkiness of it and the things that we do down here. It's a little different, you know. So I decided to create a show about these kind of, like, Southern colloquialisms and things like that, you know. So it's something that I think we're going to be going on. Well, you probably won't see it because it's going to be going on public broadcasting, Georgia public broadcasting, but maybe it'll get national attention. But it's on YouTube. But we won at the New York Television Film Festival for best host, and that's the only reason that it's up there, because we were a winner at the festival back in September. So I don't really host anything. I don't host anything on YouTube, and they were the ones who put it up there. But if you want to see something that I shot,
yeah, check it out.
Then you can check it out. It's about 20 minutes long. It's Bill Rampley Southern Comfort. And there's this really cool song that we use from the Zac Brown Band called Chicken Fried. It's about the epitome of Southern living, I think. And, like, people noodle for catfish. And the pilot episode is about catfishing in the South.
Well, I caught a catfish once.
Really?
Yep.
How big was it? What kind was it?
Maybe a foot long.
Okay.
It was just in a little creek.
Oh, okay. Was it, what color was it? Was it brown or was it blue or?
It was kind of grayish brown or something.
Grayish brown. Okay. Well, the catfish that are in, there's some monster catfish, and we catch a 41-pound catfish, and then we catch, he noodles a 37-pound catfish. And he catches it with his bare hands.
Oh, nice.
That's crazy.
Jen, I just want you to know one more time that I promise I'm not going to do anything.
I believe you.
If there was, like, would it be possible one day if I ever had a question or something, I might be able to call you back?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I promise you that I will keep open these lines of communication as long as you, you know, are a man of your word. And
I promise. I gave you my website. You can go to the forum where all my phone calls are, and you can check there once in a while to see if it's up, and I promise you it won't be up. The only thing I'm going to put up is that I talked to you and a few little things about it and how nice of a person you were and how we're wrong about no planes because you caught something in your camera and you didn't put it in there after the fact or something.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep. And again, you know, I would encourage you to get in touch with Steve Rosenbaum.
Yeah, I'm gonna
that
go,
guy.
I'm gonna go up and start searching on the internet to find his number.
Yeah, I mean, go find him and tell him that, you know, I'm really upset. And you can tell him that, you know, I am extremely distraught. Like, I cried. You can tell him, you know, how much pain he has brought me and my family for him putting that stuff up there, you know, and for people to think all these ill-willed things about me. And that if I was more of a bitch and a real ass, then I would sue him for everything he's got. But it's like I would rather, you know, some people would say I'd just rather disregard something than to start a conflict, and that's kind of me. I just like to live my life and, you know, at peace and, you know.
Well, if you ever get a chance,
ill will to you, then it's like they're eventually going to have to pay for that. I don't want you to think I'm like some sort of religious fanatic either, because I'm not. But I mean, I just believe that karma will eventually catch up with you, and you know, and that's what I think.
Well, if you ever get a chance, sue Dylan Avery and take all that money he's got.
So he's really made a lot of money off this thing.
He's made a lot of money off this.
Have you seen the video?
Oh, I've seen him. He's had three versions now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's the biggest thing. They publicize it even on national television and stuff like that. Like, he's getting rich.
Well,
unless he's...
How many times has my footage shown up in his stuff?
I'm not sure. I think maybe... Well...
Was it just the first
one, in the first version, yeah, I think.
Okay.
Because he started to get away with showing the planes and stuff like that. Like, a lot of people, they don't want to show the impact of the plane anymore because they know it's fake.
Well, I know, I saw something, my friend Cindy, she's an interesting gal. She, like, she's got a million and one conspiracies. And, I mean, when we first met, well, I guess we met in 2004, and, this was before, I think, like, my footage got, before Steve had hosted it up and offered it for sale, which is completely illegal. And she was saying, oh, I think I saw your stuff. I was like, no. And then somehow this Dylan Avery, she got that film, Loose Change, and I found something on him once. I looked him up, and it said, like, something about, like, if I didn't have permission or something, like, I'm sorry, and just ask me to remove it or something. And I was scared to contact him or say anything to him because, you know, I didn't know what he was going to do with my information, you know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, he's already a thief, and, you know, so, but I guess I should just have a lawyer contact him since he's just doing so well now with, you know, benefiting, profiteering off of, stuff that doesn't belong to him. And I mean, I know all about licensing footage, and if you've ever made a documentary and you've had to license footage, it can be very, very expensive. So,
well, what about that disclaimer people put at the beginning of stuff, this is for fair use only, blah, 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 or something? That doesn't mean anything?
No. I mean, that's not, I mean, they get away with it until somebody does something about it. I mean, and I guess nobody's doing anything about it. I mean, if you own rights to something, like, I own rights to that footage because it's mine, and what I signed was a non-exclusive agreement with BNN, and that pompous whatever, I shouldn't talk about him like that, but he really is the scum of the earth, I feel.
He's probably got the
I wouldn't be having to deal with all this stuff, and maybe Dylan, you know, wouldn't have been able to hijack the stuff unless he, you know, watched it on A&E or something like that. I mean, which, you know, he probably owns a copy of the documentary. I'm sure he does. But still,
but that's,
I mean,
that's Steve Rosenbaum. He must have lots of 9/11 footage then from Camera Planet, eh? Because that's where everybody was sending their footage.
Yes. He does. See, my friend Amber used to work for him, and she went out with my friend Rashid that is that's in town right now, which I've got to get in touch with him. And they went out and they shot, you know, a lot of stuff after the fact. But, you know, I saw Amber, you know, she was like one of my best friends, so of course I talked to her like the next day, and she was like, oh, well, Steve's wanting to put together this thing, and I was just like, well, what's he doing? He's like, oh, it's just like he's chronologizing the week of like what happened, and, you know, and he's like, would you be willing to talk about it? And I'm just like, yeah, sure, if, you know, if I think it can help people or whatever. And so I did, and something that I thought I was doing good, and then it's like, and then this happens. And then, you know, I asked the guy, I guess this was like, I don't know when this stuff like first went up, like 3 years ago or something, and I asked him, I said, you need to take this down, and you do not have permission, and you know that, and, you know, I sent him some emails and as well, and he just totally like disregards it, and, yeah, so, there you have it.
He's one of the 9/11 criminals, right?
I would definitely say that, yeah, Steve Rosenbaum is a 9/11 criminal because he hijacked people's footage and tried to sell it as his own.
Wow.
There you go.
That's nasty.
Yeah, and
especially when, you know, like, you guys were giving it to him for free and not even asking anything for it.
Exactly. You think you're doing something good, and then, you know, people will, you know, it's just, it's very, very unfortunate. His own kid is in the video, too. It's just a sad situation. I mean, I don't even know if he's still around, you know, if his Camera Planet, Broadcast News Network, whatever the heck. Maybe it was Camera Planet, but he operated, like, under an umbrella of, like, a couple of companies, so. Anyway.
Well,
try to find Steve, and you can ask him, since he illegally posted my footage, you know, up online and offered it for sale, if he did anything to alter it or anything of that of that magnitude.
Yeah. Well, I'm definitely going to try.
And let me know what he says. Call me back, Jeffrey. Let me know what he says. I would love to know. And you tell him that I said that, and, you know, give him my cell phone number, which you called me on before, and say, you know, Jennifer would really like for you to get in touch with her. I mean, or maybe I could just do a cease and desist, and I could do a cease and desist on Dylan, too. Maybe it's just time that I just get angry and just put all these people in their place. I'm serious. I mean, anyway. Well, I will check out your website, and again, you know, feel free to call me back. And
thank you very much for being understanding, and thank you for talking to me. And I promise you that I won't put this up on the internet until you, if you ever give me permission. If not, then I will never do it.
I appreciate it.
Thank you very much for talking.
I mean, I don't have anything to hide. I just want my privacy. You know what I'm saying? There's already enough crap out there that I'm trying to get, you know, off. And, you know,
yeah.
Mainly that, you know, Steve's, it's, I mean, it's all Steve Rosenbaum's fault. I mean, but I appreciate it.
I'm sorry for upsetting you, and
it's okay. I mean, you know, I talk about this long enough, and I'll get upset. I mean, you know, people mention that day, and it's just, you know, and you know what? You know what's more hurtful than actually seeing and witnessing what I did, which was so horrific, is the terrible things that people have said about me, hiding behind their computer screens. That is more painful to me than And I know this sounds bad, but it's more painful. It hurts my heart more than what happened that day.
That's the unfortunate part about the conversation we had, though, is because I'm sure a lot of people behind their computer screens will be slapping themselves in the head for what they said about you.
Well, I think you can, you know, do something good and let people know, you know, what you know now. I mean, I've, you know,
well, thank
used
you.
Your mind or opened your eyes, or I did something, so, you
well,
know.
Thank you very much.
I mean, it's meant to be that we have this conversation, but it's also meant that it stays between us, and it's up to you to, like, you know,
yeah. Well, get from it what I've learned from
to
you and,
the, you know, people that respect your viewpoint.
Well, yeah, from what I've learned from you today, I you helped me out more than you'll ever know.
Well, I'm glad. I mean, you know, if I put your mind at ease about anything, I mean, that makes me feel good because...
Well, no, now I got to go and sit there and figure out how they made holograms.
Well, yeah, I don't... I, you know...
It was so much easier when I thought the video was fake.
I mean, that would be...